now, a bear market up 20% from its low. So at least on the investment front, things have recovered. Prices on the market, when they go up, that's a good thing. Prices at the grocery store and the gas pump, not so much. We know that coming up August 27th is the nominating convention for the GOP. They will be putting the stamp of approval on a lieutenant governor nominee, whoever Tudor Dixon may choose, and also really kind of jump-starting the race to November. But there are some real potholes on that road to the ballot box, at least in two important counties, Macomb County and also Hillsdale County, which is really, in so many ways, the kind of the breadbasket of the conservative movement, and has been for a long time in the state of Michigan. Very disruptive county conventions in both locales. And Beth LeBlanc, who covers politics and government for the Detroit News, I know you were wishing you could be in two places at once, but these are interesting times.
Yeah, they definitely were. I was in Hillsdale County, and it was definitely something I haven't seen before.
So we know about rump conventions when things break down and you've got factions within a party kind of breaking apart and sending different slates of delegates. But in this case, we had precinct delegates who were just voted in, who came to the county convention as valid, duly elected delegates. What happened to them?
Well, so Wednesday before the county convention, they were sent notices. About 70 elected delegates who were elected last week were sent notices on Wednesday telling them they'd been disavowed from the county party and that if they showed up for the county convention Thursday night, they'd be arrested on charges of trespassing. And this was from the Hillsdale County Executive Party Committee. So these folks showed up and a couple of them tried to get into the local church where they were holding the event and were told they couldn't come in. So they went to a parking lot across the street and they held their own convention. So between the two of them, they all voted on 13 delegates who they're going to be sending to the state convention, who will be voting on positions like lieutenant governor. And it was very interesting. You know, the chairman of the convention kind of got up, stood up in the bed of a Ford pickup truck and conducted the convention from there. And it's quite a sight to behold.
I guess so. We know that there are, from the 2020 election, based on skepticism and suspicion of fraud, there have been people that are election deniers. I don't know that I've ever seen people just out and out ignore the outcome of an election where there were no allegations of fraud. Nobody's saying that these precinct delegates were fraudulently elected. Where is it in the bylaws that allows this county executive committee to, quote unquote, disavow them?
Apparently the disavowal came July 28th before they were actually elected. So it's not clear how that's going to interplay with the elections, if it does anything. They say it's in the bylaws of the executive committee that they're allowed to disavow people who they think are going to kind of infiltrate the party and change the values of the party. So they believe they're on firm footing in that sense. But the state party, we learned today, did tell them on Thursday night, they told the executive committee, listen, you can't hold this meeting and tell precinct delegates who were elected legally and clearly, you can't tell mm-hmm. them that they can't come into the convention. And so the executive committee last night, they discussed it among their members and they said, well, we're going to hold it anyways and we'll send our 13 delegates to the party and they can decide which list of candidates they accept.
And so what is the state party saying? How will they respond come August 22nd, the 27th rather, when are we going to see two slates of state delegates from Hillsdale County show up?
So surprisingly, this is not the first time this has happened. So they do have a process in place for how to handle this. And what happens is when you get two slates of delegates sent in from one county party, it goes to what's called a credentials committee within the state party. And so next week, that credentials committee will look at the two slates of candidates and the circumstances that surrounded, you know, the vote that led to them being issued. And they'll see which one is legitimate and which one isn't, which one is going to proceed to the state convention.
Okay. So now that takes care of Hillsdale. then we've got some interesting things going on in Macomb County, where apparently there's still a dispute over who the county chair is. We've had a circuit court judge say that Mark Fortin, the longtime party chair in Macomb County, is still the guy. And we've got the state party saying, no, it's Ed Castiglia.
Yeah, there's definitely a clash there. And kind of like Hillsdale and Macomb as well, there were two separate conventions that went on. You know, the former chairman, Mark Fortin, held one convention, and then the current chairman, who has the support of the state party, Eric Castiglia, he held a different convention. Both of them, again, came up with their own list of delegates that they sent on to the state party. And now the state party next week is going to have to go through those as well to see which one is legitimate. I mean, I think given the state party's statements about them believing Castiglia is the chair now, I think they're more likely to go with the selections from that convention. But yeah, it's still something they'll have to sort through.
In terms of these two factions, what is the ideological breach here? Is it about election denial? Is it about true conservative credentials? What's the breaking point? Where does this schism come from?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of the schism started in 2020, right? And started with these doubts about the election, or with, you know, kind of a contest of loyalty to the former president, Donald Trump. But, you know, they're kind of more nuanced now. Like, for example, in Hillsdale County, the executive committee told me today they kind of see that the people they disavowed is kind of the old guard establishment Republicans, and they feel like they're the grassroots working class Republicans, and they feel that they've been shut out from the process in the past. And so I think there's a little bit of that mentality, but you know, the folks who they would say are establishment candidates or establishment lawmakers, I think a lot of people from the outside would look at them as pretty conservative lawmakers and pretty, yeah, pretty right-leaning in that sense. So it's kind of a matter of perspective in some of these counties.
Honest to goodness, Beth, if they were all zebras, I think most of us would have a pretty hard time seeing the difference in the stripes. Because they certainly are all, I know that they love to throw the term rhino around, but they all seem like rock rib conservative Republicans. And they, you know, I know it's only two counties, but there are these similar problems in other counties as well. And if Republicans want to win in November, they got to get on the same page and unify behind Tudor Dixon. We thank you so much for your reporting, Beth. Good stuff. It'll be an interesting meetup in August 27th. I know you'll be ready for it.